Something that we haven't had in the Bow Valley for many years, and people have been asking for, is a bowling alley. That's not entirely true. They've got a great one up at the Banff Springs. It's only two lanes, though, so it's, you know, it's pretty small. And a proper bowling alley, though, is an amenity that I think the whole family could enjoy. And it sounds like we're getting one.
Some people may have noticed the quiet closing of a certain nightclub in Banff.
I didn't know that the Aurora closed until you told me off air.
So it's currently under renovations. Stavros Carlos, one of our favorite Banff business entrepreneurs, as well as the town councillor, has been hard at work developing a bowling alley. I believe it's 10-pin compared to 5-pin, which is at the Banff Springs.
Nice.
And this amenity is not just bowling. It'll include a lounge area and a restaurant, so there'll be food and drink. And when we spoke to him from the Outlook, he said he wanted to do something that he could bring his mum to. The nightclub scene, not really where you want to bring your yeah. So
I don't even know what that means.
I think it's interesting that once the bowling alley opens, it'll be the first time the space is actually open during the daytime since the late 70s.
Oh, really?
I think when we look at the club scene for Banff, three nightclubs is a lot.
Sure.
But they also have a shared ownership, so they can look at those amenities and say, well, are we using all this space to the best of our ability? What else can we do? And building something that is fun for the entire family is a great way to move forward into the future, because we have more and more families visiting, and we need things that can cross generations.
Looking forward to the bowling alley opening in the not too distant future.
Yeah, I'm assuming we're invited to this, Rob.
Yeah,
I'm assuming we're invited to this.